is Southside.
Just in case you're wondering. Time now to actually welcome back to the studios, yes, our revenue and customs gal extraordinaire, finger on the pulse of changes left, right and centre, Jill Prowse. How are you, Jill?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to be here.
So what delights have we got today? It's something which actually appeals to all sorts of folk, I believe.
Yeah, I think there'll be lots of people listening who may find this of interest. If not you yourself, you might know somebody involved in this. It's actually quite an important message because it's something that's changed within the charities and community amateur sports clubs sort of area. And what's happened is there's been some new legislation brought in. And as a result of that, the Revenue and Customs have introduced new style forms for registering with us to be eligible for tax reliefs, claiming repayments of tax once registered, and also if you need to notify us of any changes to the status or to the address or anything like that of the charity. Now, these new forms replace the current forms that are being used, and they went live on the 30th of March, so we're just after that, and it is important that you all know about it. Bit of background here, Revenue and Customs actually makes repayments of tax to these organisations, totalling about £1 billion each year under gift aid. And gift aid is designed to be quick and simple for charities to operate. The new forms replace the old forms on your 2009 Gift Aid Toolkit CD and the internet. And there's a number of forms, so it's very boring when you start reading out form numbers and things. Very briefly, there's a new form for the application. There's a new form to notify us of any changes to your organisation, such as address or bank account. And there's a new registration form for community amateur sports clubs. Now, there's also a new repayment form, which replaces the existing one. And what's the whole point behind this, it has been done with sort of advice from people within these areas to try and make it easier. The form actually calculates automatically the repayment of tax being claimed and therefore reduces the work that's being done by your organisation when it wants to make a repayment claim. They've been designed, as I say, with input from your organisations, and they're there now to make sure that sufficient information is provided for Revenue and Customs to ensure that under these new rules that have come in, that you'll be able to read all about on the internet, that we've got everything we need to make those repayments. The new forms are also called intelligent forms, which means very little to me, Alex, because I'm not an IT genius. But basically it means...
I was going to say, Jill, of course you're intelligent. You know, you put one foot in front of the other, that's intelligence. Come now.
But what it means is that they include prompts and help text to make sure that all the relevant information is included before the forms are sent in to us. And there's detailed guidance for each form on our website. And that will explain what you need to do before completing the forms, and we'll take you through section by section, helping you complete the forms correctly. Now, if you're already registered, there shouldn't be a need to re-register or anything like this. It's just knowing that those forms are there for anybody who needs to register. But what you will need to do is give bank details if we don't already hold them. Because one thing they are changing is that you need the money to be paid straight through BACS. So if you don't already have given us your bank details, then let us have those. Don't worry, in the meantime, we'll still make payments by payable order, but that will be phased out. I know, obviously, that's more secure for your organisation as well. Okay. Also, these new forms being completed correctly, make sure that you get the money as quickly as we can possibly get it to you. Now, you can download the new forms from our website and complete them on your computer. And I'll give you the website number now. It's www.hmrc.gov.uk/charities-donors. Oh, there's always a mouthful, isn't it? But remember, on the podcast, you'll be able to play this back and write it down for yourself. So it's www.hmrc.gov.uk/charities-donors. Now, on there, click on News and Updates, because I've tried it out. It does work, and it'll take you to the right place. Okay. So that's it, really. You know, the form that you would need to complete to tell us about your bank details is called, CHV1. Now, in the meantime, as I say, we will still make repayments, so don't worry about that. And there's also a charities helpline that some of you may find useful, 0845 302 0200. 03. And they're open 8 till 5, Monday to Friday.
I can't believe, actually, you refer to a form them as Chav 1. Please.
Chav 1.
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be stuck in my mind now as CHV1. Amazing stuff.
One other item I could just mention, please, Alex, as well, which there might be somebody out there listening who this just prompts them on and makes them remember something, and that is that we're at the end of the year. We all know we're in a new tax year now. And for anybody out there who knows somebody who has employees, or if you yourself have employees, remember this is an important time of the year to get your end of year return in for your employees. Now, that is just a simple procedure of getting a reconciliation of the year into us, which is called a P35. And you can do that online these days. In fact, you have to do it online these days. And everything is there for you. If you go into the websites, Business Link or HMRC's website, it will talk you through it. And, you know, just make sure you've done it. Hopefully most of you have by now. But the deadline is the 19th of May. And as there's 37,000 employers in the North East who need to do this, it's important every one of them does it and avoids having a penalty of any sort. So that's the deadline date for anybody. Even if you're using an agent or a payroll bureau, that's the deadline for having the actual return in. The money should have been paid up already for the whole year, but the actual return needs to be in by then. And remember, if you're a small employer using our toolkit, which used to be the CD-ROM, which is free of charge and on our internet site, then if you've got 9 or less employees on the 5th of April, you can use that as software and send everything straight through to us. If you do have any problems, go online at www.hmrc.gov.uk/pay-as-you-earn, and there's loads of things on there, things like common errors that people make and how to avoid them. And there's a helpline, employers helpline, 08457 143 143, and they'll also be able to help you. So the main thing to do is to get yourself sorted with it and get it into us by the 19th of May.
Yeah, it's just as well we have all this material on the podcast, because, you know, there's so much information you pack into around about 900 of a second, what, about 600 seconds or so. It's amazing. Really, it's quite phenomenal. Our forms there, of course, we'll put various other links on, and there's always that website, hmrc.gov.uk, which you can sort out.
And the Business Link website, yes, precisely, both of them, yeah.
Precisely. I'm going to throw in another quick question here now, and I'm not sure whether you'll be able to give an answer in any way, shape or form, but we hear today that there's an attempt, again a growing attempt because there's been an attempt several times, to make sure that cheques are done away with completely by 2018. Now, the Charity Commission and the charities have generally turned around and said, look, this is outrageous, how can people actually, because there are an awful lot of folk, and I include myself on this one, who still like that kind of control you have over writing the cheque out and sorting the thing through. Is there an official line on HMRC on this, or is there...
Not yet, Alex. Yes. Nothing. I mean, I listened to the same probably news item that you did this morning, and it is an interesting one, because I have to admit that I myself like having my chequebook still.
Indeed.
You know, I pay for my child's nursery
and
with a chequebook.
You're only 32.
Exactly.
There
yes,
you are.
Yes. And so, I'd be sad the day that they go. There isn't any official line from Revenue and Customs. It's obviously not a Revenue and Customs matter as to whether cheques go
exactly,
or not.
Yeah. Yes,
we are obviously, as you can tell from all my broadcasts, very much moving people wherever we can to an electronic solution.
The reason for my question.
Yeah. So there's that. I mean, it is true to say that, you know, the old days of going into an inquiry centre, for instance, and paying over the counter no longer exist. You can still send cheques into us, but I have to say personally, it's not the most efficient way. Just from a point of view of security and everything else.
I mean, obviously, these days of PlayStation routines and Sony, we always get a bit panicky
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, we're on the same boat. But as soon as we get some sort of official response or find anything out on that, I will let you know.
Of course. Jill, we'll see you again, presumably for the June tax report.
Yep, look forward to it.